Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, it's hard to imagine a city could endure a worse punishment than Sodom, burned to the ground because of its sin. Yet that's what Jesus promised Capernaum, which witnessed Jesus' teaching and miracles. As Matthew 11:24 says, "It will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." Now, John, there's no reason to believe Capernaum practiced adultery, homosexuality, and other vices anywhere close to the degree that Sodom did. So why the greater punishment?
Very good question, Denny. Why a greater punishment for Capernaum? Since there's no evidence they practiced, say, homosexuality to the degree that Sodom did. The answer is not because of the sins they committed in the moral realm, but because of the sin above all sins that they committed, and that is the rejection of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate sin. That is the unforgivable sin. And of course, we read in the book of Hebrews that the punishment of hell will be most severe for those who have rejected Christ, rejected His person, trampled underfoot His death, His sacrifice, rejected His gospel. There will be degrees of punishment in hell, and the severest punishment in hell will be for those who, having met Christ or having known of Christ or having been exposed to the gospel, made a full rejection of it. And that was the case in Capernaum, which was the town in which Jesus made His headquarters for His long Galilean ministry.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.